Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. I am Dana Williamson. Welcome to Blessed Bureau, part of Bad FBI and the Bad Brand. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Really excited to be here. I apologize that I'm late. I've been doing a couple of things lately over the past couple of days. And I have to make sure that I do what I do. You know what I mean? So in doing what I do, I started these porch conversations and, you know, just invited anybody who's in the area or anyone who wants to come by to have some coffee and let's have some conversation. Didn't realize that a lot of what I was trying to do kind of fell under I was under a time constraint. But that's okay, because I couldn't stop doing what I said I would do, and I couldn't stop inviting people over to have coffee and have those conversations. So here I am today, and again, I apologize to you all, my listening audience, for being late. We will just be here together a few minutes. I want to talk to you about our topic on Fridays, which is Faith and Business Friday, and today's topic is Limitless. And I really want to drive home something, and I'm going to be quick about it. I want to drive home what people talk about when they say focus, okay? People, entrepreneurs, coaches, you know, there's a lot of people out there that say focus. Follow one course until successful, okay? Let me say that again. Follow one course until successful. And this acronym is really misleading, because people will say, follow one course, or follow one subject, or follow one thing, or follow whatever. Just stay focused on one thing. But when people say follow one course until successful, the misleading part about it is that they drive home one thing. They're saying to you, follow one thing, one item, one whatever. But that's not what the acronym is saying. And I really should probably go back and say, it's not the acronym that's misleading, it's the person that's saying the acronym that's misleading. See, as an entrepreneur, there's many different things that you probably know how to do, okay? But you've been told to make sure that this one thing is successful before you move on to the next thing. That's just like a job. Make sure that you're in this position for 5 years before you start trying to level up and, you know, trying to move up the corporate ladder, blah, 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 blah. It'll take you 20, 25 years before you get to be CEO or CFO or whatever, or have the corner office. And then by that time, it's like, okay, my life has been spent. I started in the mailroom. I went to security. Then I went to this, and then I went to that, and then I went to this, and then, you know, so the thing is that even in that analogy, the people that are telling you to focus on one thing is wrong, because even in that analogy, thank you, Lord, for giving me the clarity, even in that analogy, you're not focusing on one thing. You're focusing on many things. Okay, let's look at it this way. You know where you want to end, right? So in the career, you knew you wanted to have the corner office. And as an entrepreneur, you know you want to make that first 100,000, first million, whatever, right? So in order to do that, as an entrepreneur, you can either look at the one thing that you're doing, or you can have many streams of income as an entrepreneur, okay? As a career person, you are working on many things to get you to the corner office. You started in the mailroom. You went on to clerk or receptionist. And then you went on to, let's just say it's an insurance company, an underwriter or something like that. So you started at the bottom, like that song, right? You started at the bottom, now we're here. But you started at the bottom, and then you kept going until you reached your goal. As an entrepreneur, you start, and at the bottom is basically zero. You've made no money in your business. So then you move forward in whatever your goal is. If your goal is to have a successful company, just not successful entrepreneurship, but a successful company that offers one brand, then that makes sense. follow one course until successful. But if you are trying to be a successful entrepreneur, you can have many streams of income that will help you get to the point that you need to get to as an entrepreneur. If you want to be a millionaire, if you want to be a billionaire, whatever that end result is. Hey, if you just want to make more money today than you did yesterday, that is, you might be using four or five streams of income in order to do that. I do that. Why do I do that? Because one, I serve a limitless God. Straight off the bat, I serve a limitless God. There comes a time where we must know that we are master of all things that are put in our hands to do. I can write books, okay? I can make cakes. I can do event planning. I can be a project manager. I can demo walls, demo rooms. I can move furniture. I can teach a class. I can teach a mini class. I can speak. There's a lot of things that I can do. So on Monday, if I'm selling a gift from the CKQ gift side, but on Tuesday I'm coaching, but on Wednesday I'm still focusing, following one course until successful, because I'm still trying to make that $1 million, putting all my eggs in one basket. Let me repeat that, because again, everyone is getting all of these different analogies and these different acronyms and everything wrong, and these different isms wrong. All my eggs in one basket. The basket belongs to me. The basket belongs to the bad brand. So all my eggs in a basket is everything that's under the bad brand that fits in that basket. What won't in that basket? Listen, there's a lot of things I won't do. I won't run daycare. I will not teach school for anyone under 20 years of age. I do not do anything involving children. I will never be a Girl Scout leader, but if you need me to be a delegate again, I'm there. You know, those are the kind of things that will not go in my basket. But the things in my basket right now, oh yeah, they're in my basket, and I'm proud of those things in my basket. I am Dana Unlimited. I am Dana Unlimited. If you go over to payhip.com/badyou, scroll through and pick up my book, Dana Unlimited. It talks about what I do and how you can do the same thing and how I'm successful at it. Let me tell you how Dana Unlimited, the book, even came about. I did a challenge, a five-day challenge, what I call a quick course ebook challenge, and in one of my groups on Facebook, and I showed the ladies how to I developed the thing for 5 days, and I showed them how to create the ebook. I challenged them to create an ebook on this topic, get it done that day, put it up for sale, and boom, move on to something else. That's another stream of income. But the book is written on what you know. The book is written on what I know. The book is written on what is given to us, what we can apply, what we know. So Dana Unlimited, just the book itself showed you that I took into consideration what I know and what I'm good at, and I put it in a book and I showed it to somebody else. So every time that book sells, there's a piece of income. There's a piece of income. There's a piece of income. So, yeah, I'm focusing on one thing. I'm focusing on Dana Williamson being a successful entrepreneur. Why? Because God has given me something to do. I serve a limitless God. I am going to talk. I want you to hear me continuously say that you are a limitless person if you serve a limitless God. If you serve a limitless God, you are unlimited. It's important that you realize that your gifts, in order for your gifts to make room for you and put you before great men, you must be able to share with others and teach them the same way it has been taught to you. And I know that's hard. I know that's difficult. I know. And one of the things that is really important, and kind of the last thing I want to drive home on being limitless, is that we've been told that we can't do more than one thing. We've been told that jack of all trades, master of none is how we should live. We've been, or how we should really accept things. Let's just do this one thing. And let me tell you, for 10 or so years, I let someone tell me, go to work and just retire. You don't have to do this business. You don't have to, you know, have this side hustle or whatever. And this is not a side hustle for me. This is where I want my life to end. And yeah, you know what? All the good and all the bad and all the whatever things may show up to people, and all they see is that the negative. And yeah, listen, if I die tomorrow, I wouldn't have made my first million, but I would have shown somebody, don't quit. Don't quit. We have been told too many times that being the jack of all trades, master of none, makes us look bad. But no, no, because a jack of all trades, let's talk about the man in the Bible, in the book of Matthew, when talking about the gospel according to Matthew, and talk about the man with the 10 talents. Okay, so he doubled his talents and he came back with more. He came back with interest. He came back with, you follow what I'm saying? When you take what's in your hand, when you take the five things in your hand and you double that, you increase not only you, but you show somebody else that you were not going to be limited by someone else's understanding. You are limitless. You are limitless. Because you serve a limitless God. We have assumed for so long that follow one course until successful is follow one thing. But if on the course you're taking all of your gifts, you're taking being a writer, being a speaker, being a planner, being a jewelry designer, a boutique owner, and you're adding that to, you're adding all of those things together, and you're putting those in a basket, and the person that calls you and says, hey, I need a piece of jewelry, you can go to that egg in the basket. Hey, I need an event planner, you can pull them together and make a plan and go to that egg in the basket. I need someone to come and speak to our women's group. Wow, pull that egg out of the basket. You follow what I'm saying? When somebody sits down and says, and I think I heard Gary Vee say this in one of his recordings, whether it was video or audio, that when a person comes to you and says, hey, I need you to speak at blah, 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 and that person says, well, I don't speak, I write. Duh, you have just cut off your stream of income. That you write, but you can speak about what you write about. How hard? I know it's hard sometimes to get in front of people. You know, some introverts, you know, can't do that. But I'm saying, you know what? I was there once. I was there when I was a child. Then I went through high school, and then I was able to speak. And then I'm able to. You follow what I'm saying? You are limitless. Never let anyone tell you that you are limited, because you're not. You follow an unlimited God. God bless. I'm Dana Williamson.